This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in June 5th, 2018. We're talking about Holiday Island Holdings, Inc. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HIHI. With us today is the CEO of the company, Gene Thompson. Gene, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Everett.
You know, I understand that you guys got retired $1 million in debt. That must feel pretty good.
Yeah, it was more like $900,000, and it's disclosed in our latest OTC filings. Of course, that when you cancel debt like that, it goes straight to equity. So we have reported a very large profit for the quarter. Now, we've got one note holder left. That's Jay Hill. And at some point, hopefully this year, but maybe in the next 6 months, we'll be able to stop note conversions altogether and raise money from unregistered offerings, share offerings, which we've got lined up with a private investment fund in Atlanta, as I've mentioned to you before.
Now that you retired the debt, what's the business plan?
Well, its plan is the same as always that we've disclosed in your interviews and press releases and in our filings, which, in summary, we're just continuing to pursue our option to acquire all or parts of Holiday Island Development Corporation's commercial and residential real estate holdings, which are all located at Holiday Island, Arkansas. And we do this in a planned multi-transaction process, and it would be funded by conventional financing and the issuance of new securities. Now, this is something, Everett, that would that takes a lot of time. This is probably a 5 to 7 year process.
So, do you have any new recent developments that is going on over there on the island?
We have a lot of big developments. I appreciate you asking. In addition to the 3.3 million of the top five properties that we've got lined up in the shopping center, recently Holiday Island Development Corporation, whose place we're trying to take, signed a 5-year lease with Air Evac. Air Evac is a national air ambulance service. And so they're now, we've got a crew located in our clinic number one, medical clinic number one, which is adjacent to our heliport. And by the way, it's the only heliport within like 30 miles. So we've got a crew on site now 24/7, and that's really important and critical to our area. Because 65% of our population at Holiday Island proper are retired. So they have medical needs. And when you have a medical emergency, seconds count. So we actually have them on site now for the first time in 40 years.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
It is. I'm very proud of that. And, of course, that dovetails into our pursuit of these medical clinics. If you'll remember, we've got two medical clinics here, clinic number one, clinic number two. And we got a heliport in between. That's one of our major acquisition targets. Now, if we're successful with that, then we would have a monopoly on the medical services, not only for Holiday Island, but for the area. So we're very proud to announce that. Here's some other developments that I think are important other than the cancellation of the debt. We're also talking with Mercy Medical Clinic. Mercy is a very well-known national clinic and hospital operator. Their headquarters are in St. Louis, Missouri. And we're talking about them coming back here and reopening a clinic at Holiday Island. Now, we would put them in clinic number one. And if that happens, and I think it will, we'll have full occupancy of that clinic, which makes our pursuit of the acquisition of that clinic and clinic number two even more important and attractive because with full occupancy. They're a great medical clinic. It's, our retirees here. are aging, and they have a lot of medical needs, on-site medical needs. So that's another huge development here recently. So does that make sense?
It does make sense. How about plans for this year and maybe beyond this year?
Well, they're the same as always. We're trying to acquire first commercial properties in order the highest in financial performance and occupancy. As I mentioned earlier, we got about $3.3 million teed up right now, and they're the top performing buildings. Other than that, we plan to replace our remaining convertible debt with earnings from acquisitions, and then we retire the balance of that debt. Right now, it's about $1 million, and it's with one friendly note holder. We're hoping to get that done sometime in the next 6 months.
Well, your stock's up about 100% since the last time that you've been on the show. I didn't know if you were aware of that.
Oh, yeah, we're aware of that daily.
So let me ask you this, Gene, before I let you go. We're kind of running out of time.
Sure.
What is it, the main thing that you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
That we're an undervalued stock, to stay tuned.
Well, you heard it here first. You heard it from Gene Thompson. He is the CEO of the company of Holiday Islands Holdings, Inc. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate out there to my listeners?
No, I think we're good to go, and we appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and with your listeners.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to get an update. It's a beautiful, if you haven't been out there, you know, go out there to Arkansas, Holiday Islands. It's a beautiful lake. It's a beautiful, I've seen it, seen pictures of it. And, you know, I would recommend if you guys get a chance to go visit it. Gene, thank you for your time. I appreciate you coming on back on the show.
Likewise, Everett. Talk to you soon.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.